We say we want the freedom to be our true selves. Like, just let me be myself, man. You know, like, how often do we say that? And on that note, do you know what my actual biggest turnoff is ever in the whole wide world, more than anything else? It is inauthenticity. I swear I can smell inauthenticity from miles and miles away. And you know what the really, really annoying thing is? It is that we live in a day and age where the majority of people can hardly tell the difference between someone who is authentic and someone who is not. Because everyone looks the same, dresses the same, buys the same things, talks the same, walks the same. We don't even know when we are being authentic and when we are not. And here's what's even scarier. I think a big reason why people aren't very authentic anymore is because they are scared to draw attention to themselves. How did the saying go? Something like, why try to fit in when you were born to stand out? But actually, why? Because blending into a crowd is easier than being the odd one out. But what if we want to find the boldness to be authentic? To live a life of integrity where what the world sees is what the world gets? What if we want to start breaking the stigmas that keep us so woven into a blanket that we don't actually fit into and begin living the lives that we were put on this earth to live? It is not easy. So I hope that today's conversation helps you find a few tools so that you can take up all the space that you alone can take. So get yourself nice and cozy, and let's begin today's conversation. Hello, my friend, and welcome back or welcome here to another episode of the Being Allowed podcast. As always, I'm your host, Fee Boucher, and today we're going to talk about something that I hope you find liberating, because I know that growing up and my whole life up until this day, I dreamed and I still dream to find that person who will give me permission to be my actual self. And it's as though along the way, every single time I've tried to be my actual self, I've felt like a rebel, you know? I felt like I've kind of been doing something wrong, maybe. And it's not the nicest feeling in the universe, right? We want to be given the freedom and the actual space to be ourselves, be the people we were put on this earth to be. Because I feel like the world and like the trend these days has been more so about looking a certain way in order to avoid provoking people, or dressing a certain way in order to be perceived as cool and trendy and on point and on brand. And where did that begin? Like, when did that start? When did the pressure to be like everyone else become more pressing and more powerful than the pressure to be your actual self, like the person that you were put on this earth to be? And I mean, I have reached a certain point, and I've done so many like YouTube videos and podcast episodes about this, about like embracing the cringe. Like, any single time, anytime that you decide that you want to branch out into anything that isn't normal, or anything that isn't like seen very often in this world, you will have to deal with like a bit of a cringe factor. You know, like if you're going to start a YouTube channel, like the first video I did, like I cannot go back and watch it because I cringe. I'm like, who the heck did I think I was, like, to create a YouTube channel? But then you embrace the cringe, and here I am doing something that I really, really love, you know, etc. Same with anything else that is worthwhile. There's probably going to be a cringe factor if it's in any way against the current, or in any way kind of going in a different direction than the direction that the world wants you to go in, or that the entire world is going in. But then what ends up happening is that that comes at the cost of your authenticity. And if we're not careful, we ourselves will not be able to tell when we are not being authentic. we will be so used to having other people define our characters for us, define right from wrong for us, etc., that eventually even we will lose sight and lose touch of our authentic selves. Like, what do I like? Who am I really? What are my driving factors really? Like, you know, because we will give more space to the world to define our characters for us than we give enough space for ourselves to hear our own voices and figure out what aligns with our values, our principles, our morals, our dreams, our goals, ambitions. You know, what do we want to give more space to? The world around us or the world within us? That is important. It's an important question. And so today's episode, I want to give you guys four kind of practical tips that can help with if you are trying to figure out how you can be authentic, because it is daunting. Like, it's very, very scary. And take it from me. I have struggled so much with being authentic, and I still do to this day. Being told that I'm too much, being told that I'm like being having people raise their eyebrows at me, you know, whenever they find out about a new project that I'm taking on or a new decision that I'm making or a very personal thing that happened in my life that they don't necessarily understand, etc. People are always like, "What? Like, what do you mean?" But just because of everything I've been through, I now have very thick skin, and so I'm able to choose myself. I'm able to choose to be authentically, truly myself, because otherwise I am losing my integrity. I'm erasing my individuality. I'm erasing sometimes my values, my morals, my principles in order to appease a world that wants me to live for it. A world that wants me to live in a way that isn't myself, that doesn't align with my principles and values, just so that I can fit a specific mold. Just so that we can all look the same and dress the same and all that stuff. But no, I don't want that anymore. Like, recently, even on the smallest scale, I went and did like a mini shopping haul. Very mini, very, very mini, just because I needed a few things. And where before it was, all my wardrobe is the same colors. Like, it's beige and black and white and very like nude, very basic colors. I decided to invest in a red top and a bold green top. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it and stuff like that, because I'm sick and tired of blending in. I want to stand out. I don't want to stand out, but I want to be myself. Like, if I like green, I want to wear freaking green, you know? Like, what's the problem with that? And that's obviously on a very small scale. But being authentically yourself in a world that wants you to look exactly the same as everyone else is hard. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of intentionality. And so, yeah, I just want to give us four tips today, four practical tools that can help us kind of find strength and find courage to stand our ground even against a very strong current of a world that wants us to go a specific direction that we just don't want to go in, man. Like, we just don't want to go in that direction, you know? So the first thing is we have to cultivate self-awareness and self-acceptance so that we can know our true desires and our true values, okay? And this is something that we talk all the time about here on the Being Allowed podcast. And it's something that I talk about all the time in person with my friends and family and everyone, is that self-awareness is probably the biggest gift you can give yourself. Spend time getting to know yourself. Now, you can get to know yourself in very, very many ways. The first and foremost way that I talk about, like a broken record, is journal, man. Just pick up a pen and paper and journal with an actual pen and paper. You don't have to be a writer. You don't have to be someone who's a wordsmith or anything like that. You just need to own a pen and own a paper. And your sentences can be the ugliest, most like distorted sentences in the world. But just the habit of putting pen to paper. There is a connection between the motion of the pen and paper and our brains and our hearts. And so journal, actually journal. And I do something for the paying subscribers, anyone who is like an actual official subscriber to the podcast. You get weekly journaling prompts, and hopefully they help you get inside your brain and really figure out who you are, what you like, what pisses you off, what stage in life you are at. Just get in the habit of journaling very regularly so that you can cultivate self-awareness. Because now that you know who you are, what your values are, what your principles are, what your preferences are in life, then you can be able to differentiate the authentic uniqueness that's within you from the crowd, from the trend, from the flow that the whole of the world is going into. So number one is just get self-aware, get to know yourself, really dig, really find out who you are for who you are. And the next thing is, now that I know who I am, there will be a pressure, there will be a force from around me telling me to do things that I don't necessarily want to do, things that push me in a direction that just isn't the direction I actually want to go in. It's not the direction I envision my life going in. And that's where boundaries come in. And we have an episode on boundaries here on the podcast, so I will link to that one below for you, is how to set healthy boundaries. You have to set boundaries in order to protect yourself, protect your heart, your values, your instincts even, from a very loud, chattery world that you are in. Because whether or not we like it, we are not islands. We live in a big like cloud of pressures and voices and noises and just things pushing us in directions. And if we don't have boundaries, then the things that are precious to us, be it our values, our principles, our opinions, those things will get trampled on by the world around us. And so it's very, very important to build boundaries, very healthy boundaries, so that we can learn what to say yes to and what to say no to in order to protect ourselves, protect our hearts and minds from the world. That way, we know ourselves, we are protecting ourselves. Eventually, that becomes muscle memory, and over time, we become stronger and better at being ourselves, being our true selves, without feeling guilty. And the third thing is, this is tough, right? Because anytime we choose to be ourselves, like very authentically, very truly, the full expression of ourselves, we will face criticism and judgment and opinions and gossip from everyone around us. Again, take it from me. I can write like a doctorate thesis on this, like truly, truly. I cannot even tell you the amounts of times I have heard rumors spread about me, and still do to this very day, just because I chose to do what's right for me. And the previous two episodes were about quitting and about failure, and they all have to do with other people and other people's opinions of us and what other people want to say about us and all that stuff. And so anytime you dare to be bold enough and brave enough to go against the flow and be your true authentic self, there will be pushback. People will have things to say. They will have opinions, you know, and thoughts and opinions. And it just is the way that it is, unfortunately. And so the third thing is that we have to learn how to build resilience that is strong enough to withstand other people's criticisms, other people's gossips, all that stuff. How do we build resilience? Well, we develop a strong sense of self. And that comes by self-reflection, introspection, looking within ourselves, digging, doing the work, you know, investigating to find out what this mysterious being is, who is ourself. Who am I? What do I like? All that stuff. Get to know yourself, develop a strong sense of self. And with that comes a strong sense of conviction. Like, what are your beliefs? And why do you believe what you believe? Is it because you were raised to believe what you believe? Is it because everyone around you believes that thing? Why do you believe what you believe? Once you are convinced, like you have this unwavering conviction within yourself, Now you have a strong sense of self, and it comes from, you know, I believe this to be right. I believe this to be true. I believe this to be who I am. Maybe you've been through hell, and maybe you went to hell and back, literally. And so now you've been refined, and you can tell that this is the substance. This is who I am. This is what I'm made of. Develop this resilience, develop this conviction, this strong inclination, the strong belief within yourself, and you'll be able to resist criticism and judgment. Like, that's personally what worked for me, is no one walked a single mile in my shoes, and no one knows what I've been through. No one knows what it has taken for me to come to where I am today. But I am here, and everything that I do is from a very strong sense of conviction and belief. And therefore, people can talk all they want. I know why I am doing what I'm doing. I know what it's taken to get me to where I am today. And therefore, it's okay. It's okay. People can talk about me. People can gossip about me. They can do whatever the heck they want to do about me. But at the end of the day, I really know who I am. I know who I am. I know why I do what I do. And that's the important thing. Which leads me to the very, very last and very, very important thing. And this, again, is something we talk a lot about here on the podcast, is this idea of community. I believe, like, I cannot tell you the extent to which I would not be where I am today, like, actually, if I didn't have a very strong support system around me, if I didn't coat myself with, you know, a thick cloud of supporters and people who are willing to tell me the truth to my face, people who are there for me on the bad days, and people who aren't afraid to speak truth to me, to my face also, during the tough times and the good times and all that. The way by which you can be authentic is to surround yourself with like-minded people. People who share your values, share your principles, share your goals, your ambitions. People who know you, they know your heart, they know what you're made of, and are not afraid to be there for you in thick and thin. Surround yourself with a cloud of people who will cushion the blow. When people who matter less speak harshly to you or spread rumors or just are unkind, if you have that support system, if you are surrounded by people who will have your back, will love you and support you and speak truth to you in love, then even on bad days, you will have nothing to fear. You will have nothing to worry about, because you're going to be supported by a good support system. And so get yourself a good group of people. And let me tell you, we're not all originally blessed with amazing friends. And I speak also from experience. My friend groups have changed so much over the years. And I've grown out of certain groups, not because of anything, just because now we're very different and who we are doesn't align with one another, if that makes any sense. And there were times that felt very lonely. I was like, where are my people? Like, I need a support group right now. And as cliche as that sounds, I encourage you to pray. If you don't feel like you have a good support system, pray for a good support system. And I believe, of course, this isn't going to apply to everyone, depends on your belief systems, but just from my experience and based on my beliefs, every time that I have sat down and prayed to God for good friends, for people who are good company, good people to have in my life, not once was I disappointed. I was always very pleasantly surprised by the people that God has surprised me with in my life. So good friends do come. And then, I don't want to say bad friends, but people who don't align with your values and principles, they go. And they are replaced by people who stay. And eventually you figure out who your people are. But surround yourself with good people. And all of these tips are just to say, you have to find out who you are. It's either you're going to find out who you are by going through seasons of deep introspection and self-reflection through journaling or going on walks or listening to podcasts or just doing thinking, like deep thinking, or you're going to find out who you are when life puts you through a furnace, when life puts you through a crucible that's absolutely so difficult. You're going to come out refined as the true core version of who you are. But either way, find out who you are and embrace that person. Even if that person looks very different from the world around you, there's only one of you. And that one person of you deserves to find full and true and authentic expression. Over these past couple of years and just getting into podcasting and stuff like that, I have met so many people and I've had conversations with so many people who are so different from me. People whose upbringings were different, people whose beliefs are different, everything like that. At the end, what unifies us is that we're all human. We all speak a human language. And the more that I've met different people, the more that I just feel like it's such a shame for us to suppress our individuality, for us to believe the lie that we need to take less space in order to fit in and to look like everyone else. Like, truly, what a shame. What a disappointment. Like, what a waste of a life. So today, I hope that if you came out of this episode with anything at all, I hope that it is an encouragement to find out who you are and to embrace the full expression of who that is and to live your life out loud, unapologetically, and to find the strength and the courage to go against the flow for yourself, because there's really only one of you, and that one of you deserves to live fully. So thank you guys so much for being here. If you are watching this on YouTube, thank you so much for being here. A special shout out to you. I would really appreciate it if you would just take the half a second effort by clicking on the subscribe button. I cannot even tell you how big of a difference that makes, like truly. And then also leave your thoughts and comments below. I want us to start having more and more conversations. I've already seen such amazing progress in that regard, where we're having so many conversations with one another in the comment section. So if you would leave your thoughts, leave your words, leave your experiences, share everything with me below so that we can have a strong, enriching conversation below. That's the whole point of having an online community. I hope that it can be safe for everyone, and you can agree and disagree with me, no problem, but feel free to disagree. Thank you so much for being here. Like, share, subscribe, leave a review, leave a comment, let's have a conversation, and as always, I will see you again here next time.